you say a person that if he could come in and pick up your stave with ease, you'd say that he was pretty
strong.
Mm-hmm. What about if someone has the real good disposition and everybody likes him, you say that he's very... And how about, would you say he was good natured too? What about boys when they're teenagers and they're tall and their arms and legs are just long and
like that.
Yeah, and say that they walking around, they bumping in and stuff. How what would you say they were? They just stumble over stuff and the feet roll up in the rugs and everything. What would you say? Is there a way you describe him? You say he's so
awkward.
Yeah. What about a person that just keeps doing the same things over and over, just the same stupid things, and you say, well, he's just, I can't believe he's doing that. He's just a plain out old. Yeah, or heard it. Some people say that he's just a fool, that fool. Is there any bad connotation for that? For them saying, somebody saying that? Okay. What about a person that just won't ever spend any money? Do you call him stuff?
Spender.
And say that he's just an old...
Hat was.
If you said, what about using the word common? If you say that girl's just real common, what would you mean?
Real common?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
what you don't know what that would mean? Any way you'd say that? If you were calling a person just common, she's just real common. Would you mean she was just a regular person? What if an old man, he's getting on up there, he's in his 80s, and he can get out and do his yard work and all that, what would you say that he's still quite...
He's energetic, strong, healthy.
Okay. Would you say he was spry or lively?
Yeah, he was spry.
Let's say the children, they've gone out at night and they hadn't come in, hadn't got real late, but you were sort of worried about him. You say, I can't help feeling a little bit.
Uneasy.
What about, you say you don't want to go up the stairs in the dark, you say, oh. Or children that don't want to sleep in.
Sleep?
Yeah. How about this? It says, she isn't afraid now, but she...
She was afraid.
Mm-hmm. Or you say, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she...
She's always afraid.
Or you don't understand why she's afraid of it now, because she... A little girl has been, like Kelly's been sleeping in the dark all the time, and then one night she just went sleeping there because she was afraid. And I would say, I don't understand why she's afraid because...